This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
11 o'clock on a Thursday. Hope everybody's having a great start to the day. Holiday weekend right around the corner. We were just saying during the break, parking lot feels a little empty today.
Oh, yeah.
The roads were a little less empty driving in. Last weekend for some people maybe to get to the lake, whatever else they're doing, then it's full go. I know there's some school districts are out, not just Monday, but like Tuesday. I know my nephews like don't have school Monday or Tuesday. So.
Mine just Monday. I'll have a cocktail in hand once I finish teaching class tonight. We got to do some real learning today. Tuesday's just expectation.
That's why text line did comment. They're watching the video stream. They said, "Is Cody teaching?"
Yeah.
Whenever Cody wears a button down,
a polo or a button down,
a little plaid button down.
At least
tonight.
If I'm here at work, I wear them more on the weekend or those things. But like, I don't know. I'm just coming in here to sit in a studio. Do I need to put on a polo or a button down a lot? I just throw on a t-shirt. I got the kind of job that allows us to wear a t-shirt most of the time. Texan won't pull up for me, so if they're making fun of me, I'll never know.
Nobody's making fun. They just said, Cody must be teaching tonight. He's in a plaid button-down. It's true.
You know what? I've never gone jacket. Should I go jacket one day? Make me look serious? No one's going to take me serious.
Are you going to be comfortable?
No.
Well, then don't wear it.
No. It's going to be weird. Why would I teach in a jacket? I'm teaching them to be in either radio or TV, they have to wear a suit. I guess for some of those kids.
I mean, if you wore a full suit, that would make no sense.
That's insane. I'm not wearing
a
suit.
There's no need for that. Someone that that wears a suit on television is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour today, an early fan club Friday, because today's our Friday, frankly. Bink will be in tomorrow. Rob Collins from Fox 4, sports director. We haven't seen him in a while.
I'm glad he's still around.
We saw him at camp, but we haven't had him in studio, I should say, in a while.
He's a busy man.
Golfing.
Many schedules.
Busy working. He's got his Chiefs show we'll ask him about as well that he's doing. I think I don't want to butcher the name. Something Huddle, and I apologize, but we'll ask him about that.
Absolutely.
As well, as he's had some good Chiefs guests on.
But before we give our answer for the teams we're most interested in watching storyline-wired this year, did you see the Rush jerseys or whatever the hell they're calling them
rivalry.
In the NFL? Rivalry jerseys. Uh-huh. Their version of the City Connect jerseys Major League Baseball did. The NFL starting this year is doing what they call their rivalry jerseys, which they'll roll out of each of the next 4 years. The Chiefs are at the bottom end of this.
Wow, because Clark Hunt doesn't want to do it.
It's going to take them 4 years before they do it. I will say, one noticeable issue I saw in this is these teams are so not creative that of the 8 teams or whatever they're doing it, like 5 just went black jerseys. Our colors, but black. Like, and then one went, our jerseys, white. And look, well,
there's only so much you can do, Cody. I mean, they're not going to change the Bills logo. That's not going to happen. Like you
the
know,
Royals did.
Yeah, but they're not.
But that's
changing.
What I'm saying. Why? Like the Royals created a different, separate logo for this.
Yeah.
The Marlins did the same. Why not? It's one jersey, one game.
And there's
show
only
some creativity.
Yeah. Less games though. Like what? Wearing a different jersey when you have 162 of them.
They do it for a series typically. Actually, the Royals have adopted it multiple
times. They like
series.
It. Yeah, theirs turned out to be pretty good, although they're due for a new City Connects next year, is my understanding.
Yeah, they are. So I don't know if I like those ones as much.
Yeah, so as far as the rivalry jerseys, I actually like the Buffalo Bills kind of iced out jersey thing they're doing.
They have like the crackled ice on the logo.
It's fun.
If they actually wear the snowflake face mask, then I'm in.
I don't know if they will.
I think that's just for the photo shoot. I don't think they're going to actually talk a player into putting a snowflake on their face
mask.
That'd be very cool.
That'd be very cool. In general, most of the time, these are really tough to pull off. They just are. I think it's a tougher challenge than you're making it seem like for Nike and for these teams
to do it. I feel like the Chiefs are just going to go black.
But the Chiefs don't want to do it. I mean, that's the reason why they're waiting. We know they like their classic unis. If the Chiefs do it in 2027, or when they do it, I should say, in 2027, you know my feeling. One way or the other, I would like to work in the matte black helmet, please.
I think you're probably going to get
matte black helmet with the arrowhead, but it's outlined in red. You know, I've showed you the photo of the helmet that exists. It exists. The helmet already exists. It's out there.
Yeah,
it's out there. If anybody that collects memorabilia, you've seen players like Frank. I have a Frank Clark one that's signed. And it's matte black and it's the arrowhead, but a red outline. And it looks amazing. You're saying you think they'll go black uni?
If I do, if they don't go black uni, the only other version I could see them going is red, but with cream in the like Monarchs style. So you still get red, right? We're the Chiefs. We wear red, but you do it in that Monarchs red with that red and cream, kind of like Mahomes colorway on the Adidas shoes
I wore yesterday.
And you do a uni more. That's I will say the Jets Gotham City ones are pretty tough.
The Jets have done a good job with unis.
Those are pretty sick.
The Jets have done a better job with unis over the last decade than playing football. I'll give them that. They've done a really good job with the look of their uniforms.
That's a good one. I feel like they would go all white. Because everyone loves the all-white uniform.
The Chiefs?
Yeah, the Chiefs
would be...
now?
How do you make it different?
The Chiefs would be like, we're going to do all-white, except they're going to do, like, it's all-white, and then it's just a red outline arrowhead with it being
for the
white.
Helmet.
Yeah, with it being in the inside, it's a white helmet with a red outline.
Look, theirs will not be the drastic shift, if anybody...
Oh,
you know,
yeah, no.
We know that's not going to happen. Our boss mentioned, like, powder blues. So if you watch KU...
Like the Chargers.
The Chargers, or I think because of the red outline, KU's wore the powder blue... Right, and their numbers had like a red or white outline. That's what I think it would look like. People have photoshopped it, but if you look up like KU football powder blue, essentially it would be the same idea for the Chiefs wearing that. I know some Missouri people will get triggered by me saying that, but that's just the reality.
It's just a uniform comp. Yeah. I think you're fine,
but we'll see, man. 2027. They're going to have to do something.
They're all out there if you want to see them. Eventually the Chiefs
do. Someone says gold uniforms or yellow. No, that's the worst.
That is my personal nightmare.
That's the worst. Do not wear the McDonald's yellow uniforms.
Yeah, I hated those ones that the Rams used to wear. I hated those ones.
But yellow jerseys.
What was that? The color rush that we wear with the yellow?
They tried the color rush stuff for a while. They're calling them rivalry.
Well, now they're giving them more, like, it doesn't have to be bright, flamboyant colors like the color rush kind of were. And everyone did monochromatic for those anyway. But yeah, we'll see what the Chiefs do.
1 week from tonight. NFL kickoff, unfortunately, does not involve the Chiefs. That's because it's always the Super Bowl winner. So it's the Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
And could have been the Chiefs a week from tonight.
Could have been.
Instead, we got to
wait till Friday night in Brazil when the Chiefs open up against the Chargers. But not necessarily a storyline, because the answer would be the Cowboys and Micah Parsons. But a week out from the start of the NFL season, what's the most interesting non-Chiefs team for you? Again, I'm not asking for headline, because I would say, well, Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys.
Just team that you think is in an intriguing spot who will be interesting.
Who comes to mind for you? And the text line, 913-586-7965.
Oh, I thought you were giving your answer first. I will give my
Cowboys,
first. I think people are going to answer some of the obvious ones. Not obvious, but like, I think Washington's going to be a part of this conversation. I think Minnesota is going to be a part of this conversation, because what are they now with J.J. McCarthy? Some of those. My answer, and I'm not saying this just because he's gone. It feels like I only say this. I genuinely think it's the Cincinnati Bengals. Because Cincinnati does seem to, on paper, be one of the better offenses in the NFL again this year. They fired their defensive coordinator, so do they get better there? Their coach, in my opinion, is on an absolute hot seat. And if they, for some reason, start 2-2 again this year, 2-3, 1-3, they might fire their coach mid-season in a year where their fans once again think they might be a Super Bowl contender. Plus, I think this is the most vulnerable that division has been in a while. Pittsburgh, I do not think, is nearly as good. I just don't. I don't see it with Aaron Rodgers. He's a whole nother year older. I don't understand the hype around them. I think they got worse on offense a little bit. I don't think that, you know, like,
is there a ton of hype around Pittsburgh? No, I just think they're like, about the same as what they are. They're going to be a 9-win team fighting to get to 10.
But I think they're a little worse than that, than last year's team. I think Cleveland's a mess. And Baltimore, while still a great team, I think has a few more questions than they did going into last year, although they might have the best roster in the AFC. I just think it's slightly more vulnerable than it has been in previous years, where Pittsburgh's standard of winning was slightly higher. I think Cincinnati might legitimately be one of the most interesting teams in the league this year.
That's if their defense improves at all. I don't see how it does, but if their defense improves at all, then we know Joe Burrow's going to put up insane.
Like, Joe Burrow's going to put
up, well, if Joe Burrow's going to put up crazy numbers again, I have no doubt in my mind. Like, I think that's like a sure thing. They're going to put up amazing things on offense. The question is, can the defense improve enough to where they don't have to do that, and therefore they're a better football team? They don't lose those close score, one score games. For me, you hit on one of the teams, and I think it's very obvious because of the potential here. One of the more interesting teams is the Vikings, because if J.J. McCarthy is able to even, let's just call it, be a top 12, top 15.
Plenty of talent.
If he does that, they've got all the talent in the world. We know about Justin Jefferson. I think they have one of the best head coaches in football in Kevin O'Connell. Certainly from an offensive mind, like outside of Andy Reid and Sean McVay, my answer would be Kevin O'Connell. And honestly, Kevin O'Connell might jump McVay here very soon. I really believe that. Like Kevin O'Connell, the knock on him, in fairness, he has not won a playoff game, okay? Nope. At some point, that has to happen. But what he's done and what he did with Sam Darnold last year was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So if J.J. McCarthy can advance enough throughout the season, the Vikings are interesting because that division where they won 14 games a year ago, 14 is not going to be what's required to win that division this year. Like the Lions to me will be very good, but they'll come back a little bit. The Bears, you know, I'm higher on Caleb Williams than others, but still there's a lot of questions there.
For this question for some people.
No doubt. But it's the Vikings, because if McCarthy is decent quickly for Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings, they can be one of the three best teams in the NFC. I really believe that.
My team was just mentioned, the Bears. Right. I really think the Bears are an intriguing team. I think Ben Johnson is going to make this offense kind of fly around. Like DJ Moore, Luther Burden, I know, Homer, Missouri fan, but Luther Burden, I think, can be a really good wide receiver.
Some buzz in the preseason.
I also think, this is weird, but I've seen it going around social media. What if Ben Johnson doesn't like Caleb Williams? Does Caleb Williams already be like, all right, hey, guess what? Let's move on from Caleb Williams and all that.
In season?
What?
In season?
Oh, or by the end of the year? At the end of the year.
Okay.
That's what he's saying. They're interesting. It's like, what if they don't like each other by the end and they're going to get Ben Johnson a chance?
That won't happen during the race. That will not happen.
I was going to say.
I was like, I don't think they're benching.
No, they won't bench him. No, but that was the reason I was going actually between the Bears and the Patriots, because I thought the same thing about Ben Vrabel and Drake May. What if Drake May's not the guy for Mike Vrabel. But I think the Bears are going to be interesting, because I actually think the North is more wide open than people think. I think the Lions take a step back, and I think the Bears could actually maybe slip into a wild card spot this year.
Off the board team I could make an argument for, even though I think their quarterback is incredibly overrated, Jags. New coach, former number one overall pick, Brian Thomas Jr. is the goods. So, like, some weapons on paper. A winnable South, like, and I know we're going to talk AFC South today. Like, that's at least I'm interested to see what they are. Is Liam Cohen any good? I'm interested.
Yeah, what he did with Baker last year. And yeah, we will talk more about the South as we're going division by division in the noon hour. Today's division is the AFC South. Text line 913-5.
I don't have access to it.
867-965. That's right. I forgot about that. A couple texts coming in. Someone says Sam Darnold starting in Seattle is why they're the intriguing team for them. You know, I picked Seattle in our divisional picks for the West. That requires Sam Darnold playing pretty good. I think Kubiak, their offensive coordinator, with the running scheme and with the backs that they have, that can be pretty successful. I'm not worried about their defense. I think that's their strength, given their head coach. So that division, to me, is fairly wide open. Last year, 10 wins is all it took. So, yeah, Seattle, to me, could Seattle be a 10-win team and surprise people? Absolutely.
The only reason Washington would become like this, I'm just mentioning one more. The only reason Washington would enter this conversation to me is if they're bad. Because they're not like one of the most interesting teams to follow, because I expect them to be good. I expect Jaden Daniels to have another good season and for them to be good. Now, if he takes the sophomore slump and they start turning into the, what if they only went 8-9, or they do become more, and weirdly enough, more interesting because I'm like, ooh,
the Chiefs
did we jump too early?
Too.
Did we see it too early? What are you now? Kind of like the Texans in year two. They were interesting because having one good year, winning a playoff game, going to the playoffs, and then losing, the Texans were an intriguing team. Do they take this huge leap forward? The Washington can't take a leap forward unless they win the damn Super Bowl. They went to the NFC title game. Their intrigue is only in the, are they not as good as they were last year? And they caught teams by surprise part of the aspect.
Coming up in 6 minutes, we will get to the trash of the day. But we also know college football really gets going today. And then
how many games? 17?
Is it 17 today?
I think it's 17. It's at least
it's
17.
It's at least okay. Yeah, I was gonna say it's at least 12. And we get afternoon football with, as I mentioned, Boise State, South Florida.
You gonna watch them?
Yeah. Why not? I'll be out in the parking lot tailgating. I know you're going to the game tonight with Nebraska and Cincinnati. We're both gonna be out there. I know we've got a tailgate set up. I don't know if there's TVs, if we'll be listening on the radio or what, but yeah, I will be keeping an eye on Boise State.
Who's setting up the tailgate? Not you.
It's not me.
But there is a tailgate.
There is a tailgate. Yeah, there's like 20 plus Nebraska fans that I'm going to be hanging out with.
You're gonna throw a TV in the back of the truck just in case.
Not my call. I mean, I could. The F-150 from Shy Mission Ford has a onboard generator in the back. I literally could just plug in a TV if I wanted to and get some bunny ears and good to go. I might do that actually.
Is it on standard? Is it like Big Fox or what's it on?
ESPN.
Well, then you can't get rabbit ears. You're not going to get unless they're double airing it on ABC.
No, that's true.
You're going to need to bring a Roku stick or an Apple TV stick or something.
But then I need Wi-Fi. Anyway, I might bring a TV, Cody. I can if
Truck
I want.
Truck doesn't have Wi-Fi too?
I can if I want. Okay. But
right, fair enough.
I can use a hotspot and figure it out. Anyway, I'll be out there today. And yeah, I'm excited for college football, but Saturday's the real day because Texas and Ohio State. We're talking about it today because we won't be here tomorrow to talk about it. So we're cheating a little bit. We're talking about it today. Arch Manning is clearly the biggest story of the weekend. He has more pressure than any other college player this year. You guys agree? I mean, it's not even close, right?
It might be the most pressure a college player's had in the opening week in 10 years.
Since who?
You're going to have to find, like, dig for the name if you've got it in the back of your brain, because I can't think of it.
Yeah.
He is the number one prospect on the planet. His last name is Manning. He plays at one of the 10 biggest schools in the country, and he's going to Ohio State, the defending national champion, the opening week of the season. Good luck finding more pressure put on a player than that.
I just love that we have that matchup in week one. You know, for the number one team in the country is an underdog right now on the road, as you said, against the defending champs and all that. But no, Arch Manning, given the name and everything, yeah, he's got more pressure than anybody in college football, and that makes this weekend kind of fun. I don't know how you're feeling about the game as a whole. I lean Ohio State.
I do. Playing in Columbus is hard.
Arch Manning, look, if Arch Manning goes to Columbus, though, and wins and looks good,
hype train's done. It'll be off of the rails. It will be.
What? Honestly, let me pull it up on FanDuel. What's the Heisman odds right this second? Because check back in. If he plays well, check back in even at halftime of that game and see how much the Heisman odds shift just that quickly. So right now, let's see on FanDuel. Arch Manning's the favorite already, 7-1. Cade Klubnik, the Clemson quarterback, 9-1. Nussmeier down at LSU, 9-1. Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State is 11-1. And then Carson Beck, 18-1 at Miami. If Arch Manning just has a decent half, Cody, I think 7-1 becomes 3-1 quickly.
Or 2-1. Yeah,
better.
If you think that Arch Manning is winning the Heisman Trophy, I'd bet it now.
Oh, well, because it's going to include. Playing, yeah, I mean, if you think he's playing well, either on Saturday. Because the reverse, if he plays poorly and just one bad game, he can still recover. But all of a sudden, he drops down to 10-1. So sure. I would almost like, unless you're confident 100% he's going to play great on Saturday, and I don't know how anybody can be that confident.
No, that's the whole thing that's intriguing by it. And college football, I just said, hey, name me a player that's had more pressure going to the open week in the season than Arch Manning. I'll have you check the text line in a minute. If somebody can think of an example I'm not thinking of, because I don't have one off the top of my head.
Do you think Trevor Lawrence went, because didn't he come back after winning the national championship?
I guess, but he'd already won the national championship. Is that more pressure? Had you already won the award? That's really tough. And so, like, for Arch Manning in this opening game, I love that. This is one of the few things I think really work for college football, is every year gold, they have one or two massive matchups early. And sometimes they're not as massive as they seem. They're 1-3, and it turns out that team's like the 27th best team in the country.
No, this is one of the biggest opening matchups we've seen in college football in 25 years.
But you get massive. You get top 10 matchups every year in the first week outside of that thing. And yeah, I would say that if you're just predicting him to win I would probably just go ahead and bet it now. Even if he's playing mediocre, you might get 10-1, but you might as well take the 7-1 gold, like you said, versus if he goes to Columbus and beats them. He'll be the Heisman Trophy favorite by a lot.
Someone said maybe Johnny Manziel after he won the Heisman as a freshman. So then the maybe. Pressure the next year. But again, he had already accomplished something. So, like, is it as much pressure? Like, we already knew he could do it. I get the answer.
Pressure
though.
Win the national title. Who do they face in week one? Because that's the other part of the pressure.
Oh, A&M like, back they, then? Yeah.
Did they just play some joke of a squad?
In any other year, the answer, by the way, like Garrett Nussmeier in LSU has a ton of pressure because Brian Kelly is on the hottest of hot seats of any coach in college football. So that's probably the secondary answer for this year. But right now it's Arch Manning. Someone said Tim Tebow going in. But Tim Tebow at the time when he was going at his first year at Florida, I'd have to go back and remember the exact scenario.
He was coming off of Chris Leak in the national championship as his first year as the starter.
Yes.
So maybe. And he had a lot of hype. That might be the answer. That's going 20 years back now. Yeah. I mean, when was Tim Tebow at Florida? Like, I mean, this is ultimate. And by the way, the one part you can't factor in is Tim Tebow. The only reason you know Tebow's name is because of Tim Tebow.
06 to 09.
Everybody knows the name Manning as it is associated with quarterback.
Of course.
You know, like Tebow's name is only known because Tim made it known. The Manning brand holds some juice, you know? And so, like, it's a whole nother thing.
All right, let's get to it, JT.
Trash of the day.
This involves a 32-year-old man in the UK, not Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
In the UK.
Not Tennessee. Yeah. Not a city in Tennessee.
A UK city. I can't screw that one up.
I mean, I can't. You can screw it up the same
but
way.
Not,
you
but
did
there's
before.
Not a there's not a T in UK to yeah, lead me
the
towards
Tennessee
the yeah.
making you.
Yeah, yeah. There's no T in front of it. Anyway, UK.
No alliteration is
that's
what
right.
You're,
yeah.
You like alliteration.
A UK man claims to have been in a permanent state of alertness for the past 2 years. This sounds awful. So after a mysterious condition has left him unable to fall asleep. Even when he's under strong, you know, sedatives. So a couple years ago, this guy named Oliver said he was normal life, working as a train conductor, settled into his apartment. Everything changed one night when he couldn't fall asleep. So initially, right, like you just think, okay, whatever, one time insomnia episode or something.
Yeah, it happens.
But for 2 years now, he continues to this day. He describes the last 20 months as struggling to survive in a body that seems to be on fire, burning from the inside. Adding that he has spent a fortune trying to figure out what is wrong with him, but doctors do not have an answer for him. He's awake the entire time. He doesn't just have a lack of sleep. It's a total disappearance of sleep. He doesn't feel sleepy. He doesn't fall asleep. Permanent state of alertness. Endless days turn to endless nights. The lack of sleep not only causes exhaustion, but it crumbles his spirit. He's lost almost everything, he says. The person I once was is gone. And because of his extreme sleep deprivation, his muscles and bones are constantly sore. He feels like he's wearing an iron suit. His eyes feel like they're melting from his skull.
This guy's real descriptive in this absolute hellscape he's living in. This sounds like it truly sounds like that, man. So wait, there's no... He can't just like give him a strong sedative? This guy can't just pop Ambien and go to bed?
Nope, it doesn't work. He's gone to different countries. He's gone to India, Italy, Turkey, Colombia, tried a number of therapies, drugs, even hallucinogenic herbs. Nothing has been able to give him sleep. He can't sleep. He's constantly awake. This is awful.
I've always said, like...
But he doesn't feel tired. He just is sore and miserable.
I would... this goes to the point that, like, someone said, like, if you could snap your fingers and you no longer needed sleep, like, it was an... Would you stay awake the entire time? I'm like, no!
No.
I'm trying to shorten some of these days.
Yeah, these are long days.
Stay awake 24 hours a day. I don't need that many hobbies or to watch that many shows. I'm good. I don't need to be up 24 hours a day.
You're right.
Even if they gave you like a shot. It's just too many hours in a damn day, man.
You think your week's dragging on anyway now? Like maybe you're like, I just got to get to Labor Day weekend. Oh, this Thursday is going to be Imagine just knowing that you literally are up for all 24 hours, every little thing. Everybody else can just fast forward from 10:30 at night to 7 a.m., 6 a.m. Nope,
I mean,
you.
It would feel like I'd have a lot more free time. But like, what's going to be open? Like if they just like, I'm the experiment. They give me a shot. And I no longer have to sleep anymore. It's like I can go golfing at 3 in the morning. The hobbies at 3 in the morning are the same. Get drunk, watch a movie, play a video game.
Go to Waffle House?
Yeah, go to Waffle House. There aren't that many. There aren't that many things you can do at 3 a.m.
How are they not able? He's got all these doctors. How is nobody able to figure out how to knock this dude out? Let him sleep for a little bit. Because that way they can't knock him out. You're telling me if he had to have serious surgery, you're telling me anesthesia wouldn't work? Like if they had to operate on him, you're telling me he'd have to be awake the whole time?
Would he feel everything? How does this even work?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't assume he's like thinking making
more,
this up.
No. This is a reputable article. This is not from like some Onion site. I'm just trying to figure out if he actually had to have an operation. They can't put him to sleep.
It does say on here that it says a heated debate between people who believe his claims and that he is, and that's not biologically possible.
So people,
because there are studies that say you can't stay away from your body. Your heart will stop. Your lungs will stop. Your kidneys will stop. But portions of your body will quit.
Yeah.
Before you're just awake for 2 days.
He's saying he feels sore, like his muscles and bones are weakening and all this because of it. But I'm with you. You would think he would just fall asleep, but that's why it's a phenomenon that he can't, though. His body does stay alert nonstop.
Weird. I don't think I would like that.
I just don't get, you're telling, they can't anesthesia, can they just knock him out? It's one thing to take an Ambien. It's another thing for them to IV fluid anesthesia.
If everyone stayed up 24 hours a day, it'd be a little bit different. But I can't even imagine. Like, imagine being in a relationship.
Oh.
And only one of you stays up 24 hours a day. So do you go up there and sit in bed with them for a little bit? And then when they fall asleep, you're like, well, I'm out. See you later. I got other stuff going on, so.
And then you have that one partner who's like, no, you got to lay with me the whole night. I'm not laying with you while I'm staring at the ceiling.
We're going to have to work out different relationship stuff. Or I'm going to just be watching movies. Because that's the other part. Remember I just said, like, you can't have I can't have a 3 a.m. I'm going to build a table hobby. Like, you can't woodwork in the middle of the night. There's only so many acceptable 3 a.m. hobbies if you're the only person awake.
Someone said he should just work an overnight job. At least that kicks out the boring hours. And then he's awake when people are around.
I do think I would work graveyard. That's a great point. You work graveyard for sure. You work midnight to 8 a.m. or you work 10 to 6 a.m. or whatever. Then at least all your
just
free time is
24 hours a day.
Nah, screw that. I don't like jobs that much.
This guy can't sleep.
I don't
Someone says
ball,
a Xanax,
so
Xanax will do the trick. No, that's the point. He's tried the most basic stuff. It doesn't work. Ambien, Xanax, whatever.
I'm taking an Ambien.
Neither have I.
That's like a dangerous game for me.
For now, I sleep fine. I need one. Maybe one day that'll change.
I don't know. For the people, if you were going on an overseas flight, would you be tempted?
Oh, if I was on a flight that's more than 8 hours, I would say, can I get a little Ambien just so I can sleep good? Not have to be miserable for 8 hours on this flight. I think that's what I would do at that point.
Because I know I'm not going to be able to sleep on it. And that's a lot of content. Like, that's a lot of, four straight movies just to get through this flight. That sounds terrible.
That is the trash of the day. Up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour. One wide receiver is a little banged up. What does that mean for his entire season? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net.
We're talking to our guy Rob Britton during the break. Yeah. About him. He's rocking the glasses now. He's part of your club.
Is that permanent?
It's just been this week.
Just like his eyes itchy. I don't know. He doesn't want to throw a contact.
Well, I did see something that I guess pollen is very, very high right now in Kansas City. Very high, yeah.
I've been fortunate not to have terrible allergy issues at any particular point in my life, so never really had to deal with that. Plus, I've just never put a contact in my whole life.
Yeah,
I got glasses when I was like 5 years old, had a couple of eye surgeries. Glasses or nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't have to put glasses back on until I was like in my teenage years. I didn't wear glasses from like third grade until high school.
Yeah. You guys, I've talked about it. LASIK from Dury a couple years ago, man. Now I'm just used to not. You almost forget. I forget I ever wore contacts. So.
Can't even remember it now.
Nope.
You don't look different because you very, very rarely wore your glasses.
For you, you know me only as this.
I remember you. I've seen you in your glasses a couple of times.
But I'm just saying, but like very rarely. But prior to that, I wore glasses all the time.
I think a couple of times when we were on the road and our show started at like 8 a.m., you wore glasses before you went back to the room.
Yeah, well, because
not wanting to put contacts in at 5 a.m.
Contacts at 5 or 6 a.m., not fun. Not fun, that's for sure.
Brett Veach met with some members of the media today, including our Carrington Harrison. So I imagine he'll have more for it on the show today. But some tidbits are starting to leak out a little bit. As a related, for those of you who are asking the question of why did they move on from Mike Pinnell, he deserved to be on this team. Matt Derrick over at Chiefs Digest put out some of the quotes that he said about that. One, both saying that they tried to trade for a defensive tackle, which I thought was interesting from the Browns. Obviously ended up getting Derrick Nnadi instead. And then pretty much just said they want to be younger. You want it boiled down? They want to be younger at defensive line. They thought some of their young defensive linemen were starting to flash more. And instead of a 34-year-old defensive tackle, they wanted a 29-year-old in Derrick Nnadi. If you're curious what happened with Mike Pinnell, it's because they wanted to get younger at that position and a little more, youth-oriented.
I think what was
ageism.
Yeah, what was surprising to people is because he was still working with the ones. And last year, he was very effective with Chris Jones. But eventually, Father Time catches up. They think there's some younger guys that can help him out. And let's be real about the situation. Unless somebody else offers him an opportunity, there's a chance in October or November when he only has to give you a half a season or something, there's a real chance that, or if there's an injury, right, on the defensive line with somebody, all of a sudden Mike Pinnell's back in Kansas City, you know? So I don't think
unless feelings are hurt.
Something to sweat.
Because I think he was a little surprised by being cut.
Sure, but if nobody else offers him a job and he's, you know, just doing his own private workouts for 3 months, you're telling me he's not coming back?
No, he's taking it.
You know?
Especially with
a Kansas City guy. So yeah. I agree with you. I'm sure he's bummed out and surprised. He could still come back in a couple months. We'll see.
This goes back to when we answered the question yesterday, day before, whatever, single biggest concern going into the year for the Chiefs. I don't think they know their defensive line yet. I think the only two known quantities are Chris Jones and George Karlaftis. And then everyone else, you're like, does Tillery still got it? Does Nnadi still have a little something? Gelati, Norman Lott, you know, like Aminihu is still an unknown, in my opinion. We can think that he's got the potential.
Not as much, but
we can definitely be confident he's got potential to do it. His unknown might just be, can he get through an NFL season? If you don't want to say like it's a performance related question.
Yeah.
I think there's an argument for maybe a little of both, but like he's still not the known that the other two guys I mentioned are. And so I think maybe they're thinking the younger we are with deep rotations, that's going to serve us better than having to play Mike Pinnell too much, but least interesting. We'll see what else Carrington has for you guys at 2 o'clock. Obviously interesting stuff, hopefully out of the Brett Veach stuff today.
Jalen Royal's name has come up in the last day or two because not only with the roster crunch, but he just hasn't been healthy in weeks. It's been a while since he's been available, and there's virtually no chance that he's ready for week one at this point in time, just based on the fact that the game is a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's not playing week one, and there's a lot of speculation that maybe there's a short-term IR stint. That's been speculated on, but there hasn't been any hard reporting on that truly being the case, and obviously they have not placed him on short-term IR yet, so we'll see. Maybe it's just a situation where he's not available till week three, and so they don't put him on the IR. But if he ends up being hurt for much of this year, because so far he's been hurt during the offseason, during training camp, and he's dealing with knee tendonitis, I think is officially what they're calling it right now. Does this become kind of a, I don't say a throwaway year, but a redshirt year? Or is this just going to be another reminder that, hey, a lot of these rookies, even the ones that were drafted in the first and second round, it takes till week 10 or 11 anyway. So what's the harm? Are you worried at all about Jalen Royals from that perspective?
Okay, so if you say throwaway year, people, that doesn't sound
a negative connotation.
Redshirt, yes. That sounds nice. It's the same difference.
Yeah.
If I say this is a lost year for Jalen Royals on August 28th, people are going to lose their mind. But what I'm telling you is, I'll put it in the phrase that makes you feel better. It's the same thing. But yes, this is a redshirt year for Jalen Royals. If he gets 200 yards receiving, I'd be surprised. And it's not just because of the injury. It's the injury coupled with the depth of the wide receiver unit, where he was drafted, and everything else in between. He has 7 pass catchers in front of him when Rashee Rice returns, at least 6 pass catchers in front of him as it sits right now. So by the time they get their 7th back, that's about the time I would expect him to know the offense. And by that time, Rashee Rice will be there to take any of the remaining snaps away. I think it's going to end up being a growth year for Jalen Royals, which is actually not a bad thing, because they got plenty of guys who are not under contract next year in the wide receiver unit. If they want to spend all damn year with their 4th round pick, slowly getting him up to speed so he can matter in 2026, I actually don't have a problem with it. Normally, you know, I don't like drafting players that don't matter. Not in the 4th round for a year. Not in the 4th round. Redshirt him. Just take him this year and let him learn the job. That's fine.
Yeah, I think the games that he will be active this year are going to be very, very slim. It'll be a minimal amount of games that Jalen Royals ends up being active for the 2025 Chiefs. Long term, I think in terms of his skill set and all that, he can be what Juju is, maybe best case scenario, obviously what Rice is, just in terms of the type of receiver. There's some similarities there. But that's also another reason why I think Juju was signed to this team. You know, like if you take a look at how the offseason went, and obviously they draft Jalen Royals, but especially now that we know the suspension for Rice is starting week one, Juju Smith-Schuster, I was on BetMGM Network last night, part of our Odyssey family. They were asking me who's the biggest beneficiary. We talked about it yesterday on the show, and
yeah.
I said Juju Smith-Schuster is not the name that people want to hear, I think. But I think initially, at least the first 3 weeks of the season, that's the name. Now, maybe as we get to week 4 or 5, Hollywood Brown is still healthy and he's just emerged and all that. But week 1, 2, 3, I think Juju is the biggest beneficiary. It's definitely not going to be Jalen Royals. Here's what Nate Taylor had to say on the drive yesterday about Royals' health and could he go on the IR.
Now, I haven't been told exactly that Jalen Royals will go on IR, but look, he hasn't practiced in a long time and he's not going to be ready for week 1. So, hey, he's a rookie. Let's take care of your body now. We don't need to rush you, obviously, because we have 8 receivers. And even when you come back, potentially 4 to 6 weeks later, that's also the same time Rashee Rice will come back. So again, you can manage the roster moving forward at a later date instead of having to carry 8. And that would make it really tricky in terms of, hey, who's actually going to be dressed against the Chargers? Well, now we know it'll usually be 5. It might be 6, depending on what they want to do from a special team standpoint.
But that's it. When you look at this, sometimes it's a negative. Because, like, I didn't like a redshirt year for a first-round pick in FAU. No. That's no good. For a fourth-round pick, Gold, here's the guys who are on a 1-year deal, essentially. Nico Romijo, Jason Brownlee, Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Hollywood Brown. 5 of the guys could be gone next year. So if you want to take your time with Jalen Royals, I'm not saying he'll never matter in a Chiefs uniform. That's way too early. I've never even seen the man play a damn snap. Way too early in the predictive measure of that. Do I think he's going to have any kind of impact on the Chiefs offense this year? Nope. Do I think he can make a catch? It's like, ooh, cool. Yeah, sure, fine. But I don't think he's going to be. I think he has less than 150 yards probably this year. Less than 200 yards.
A real chance of that.
Probably the entire season. All the guys
depending
I just.
On health of other guys, yeah, I agree.
Tyquan, Juju, Rashee, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, every day. Before we get to Travis Kelce, Noah Gray, the running back, I said 7th earlier. He might be the 9th option of who they're going to throw to on offense. And that's okay. Taking a year with him, a 4th round pick, when you have a bunch of like older, not older, because Juju and Tyquan aren't actually weirdly not that old, but
experienced. How about
experienced
that?
Wide receivers who've been on a couple of different teams, who will be. And look, Tyquan and Nico technically aren't pending free agents. They're like the kind of free agent where like they're not a guarantee to make the team situation. So if you've got the variance there, then you'll deal with it then. Yeah, I think it's a redshirt year. I don't think that after today we need to spend a lot of time or any time really.
I don't think he'll be active. Yeah, I don't think he'll be active, so there won't be much of a reason really to do that very thing unless suddenly it's week two and Hollywood Brown is hurt
or all the wide receivers stink and you're like, should you at least take a chance at this kid?
If you have two during the 6-game stretch that Rice is out, if two of your receivers get hurt and they're out multiple weeks, then it's a different conversation.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh boy, where's things at? And that's also why I wonder why we have not seen Royals on the short-term IR. I remember Nate basically said, Nate doesn't seem to think that he's going to go on the IR.
This is still the crazy thing. Monetarily, they spend absolutely nothing on wide receiver. Nico's contract this year, $900,000. Jason Brownlee's $900,000. Tyquan, $1.1. Juju, $1.4. Jalen Royals actually makes close to the most at $1.2 as a fourth-round pick. Then Rashee and Worthy on their rookie deals. Worthy, the most expensive at $3.4. That's not Hollywood. It's $7 million is their highest paid wide receiver. I'm not even sure that all... I'd have to do the quick math. I don't even think all the wide receivers combined make what Travis Kelce makes this year. So, like, there's no reason that Royals couldn't break through if he was a star. But the fact that they're already not talking about him that way, he's been injured, and he was a fourth-round pick, all just leads me to, okay, redshirt year. I'll see you next year, Jalen Royals. Hope it works out. Hope you're a good fit. And I hope he finds a couple of moments this year. But he's not a player in the offense the way we would talk about. Even Tyquan Thornton, a player we weren't sure when camp started would make the roster for sure. Obviously, he did and deserved to, for that matter.
He's our 2025 official camp darling.
Yeah.
The Justin Ross Award. But he's actually going to play.
Camp darlings don't always make the roster, too. That's what makes him even more intriguing as a camp darling.
That's true.
Should have been Issa Pohl, maybe.
No, don't tell Twitter that.
They were very upset about him finding a new home with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Jets don't have any offensive line. Their offensive line stinks.
They got cool uniforms, though. They got that going for them, as I said.
I do like their cool uniforms. Yeah. You know what? If you're going to... That's better than the alternative. It's better than being the Cleveland Browns. Just look like a poop stain half the time, and your franchise results in the rest.
It's a classic uni.
It's hideous.
It's an ugly classic
uni. Burnt orange is hideous. That's not a good color.
Them and Bowling Green, man, they got the same unis.
Terrible. Ugly.
Bowling Green at least has like some words on the helmet, I think, right? Doesn't Bowling Green actually say Bowling Green? Or they've got a little logo or something, like a true logo.
Yeah, they got a logo.
Same color scheme, though, isn't it?
Yeah, roughly. That hideous brown color.
Do you want to go through some odds that I was sent yesterday?
Sure.
So we all know that we know
what are the odds on?
We know the Taylor Swift
engagement.
Okay. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. We all are well aware of that. Everybody's speculating what's going to happen in terms of wedding dates and all that. An offshore book, of course they did. They now have odds you can bet on offshore for Swift related props. And I am pulling them up right now. Do you think, first and foremost, July over-under is what they set. I do have that one memorized. Over-under on the wedding day, July of 2026.
Over. Everything about Taylor Swift screams fall.
July 4th, 2026.
Screams fall wedding.
Even money on both
sides. Other than football.
Honor before July 4th is even money after July 4th.
Could it be a long engagement? See, so here's the problem.
Well, I think they're getting married this summer, don't you? You think they're going to wait a whole year and a half or something?
Well, you can't do a fall wedding because of all the football players you have to invite.
Well, I think the wedding can happen.
You can't do an October wedding. Everybody he would invite is a football player.
Is there a chance it's in May?
No.
You're going over.
I think it might be a 2-year engagement. I think this might be a 2-year wedding.
Oh,
to plan.
Do not say that, because then my fiance is going to lose it because we're going to get married on the same year that they get married.
I'm just saying,
it in a good way.
I think.
Well, yeah, she'd be so happy. Yeah. She's already saying we're in the proposal era together, so it's just going great.
Proposal era. I saw someone's reel. It had me dying. It said, "There's somebody in this whole Taylor and Travis thing that you're not thinking about. There's a guy who's been dating a Swiftie girlfriend for 2 years." They've been in this serious committed relationship and all this other stuff for 2 years. And the pressure cooker that relationship just got turned to the second that they got engaged And she uttered the sentence, you like, oh, they've been together the same amount of time as us. Oh, then you're in for it.
Then
the pressure begins.
Someone says July 6th equals 13. That's why the bookmakers made that. But again, this is on or before July 4th. So you're texter's guessing this, July 6th.
I think a wedding of this magnitude requires more than nine months to plan. I'm going to go over on that one.
I would take over, but I don't think it's 2 years like you're saying.
Fair enough.
Maybe. What about where the wedding will take place? Here are the options offshore. Tennessee is 3-1 odds. Tennessee. Kansas City, 4-1. New York City 5-1, Beverly Hills 6-1, Rhode Island 6-1, Florida 7-1, Ohio 8-1. Outside the United States is 9-1, and randomly New Orleans 12-1.
Why New Orleans?
I have no idea. Is there a back? Swifties can tell us. Maybe there's some story there.
I mean, it'd be pretty cool if they got married in Kansas City, but I just don't think that's going to happen.
It would be insane, but I don't think so either. I told you my answer. I said somewhere east, Rhode Island where she has the home. Otherwise, Martha's Vineyard, although Charch gave us a good example. Like, probably with Martha's Vineyard, it's too easy for the paparazzi maybe to get to. I just don't think outside the U.S. makes sense. There's a reason why it's 9-1.
I think it'll be like Nashville or Pennsylvania, like her home state.
Well, Pennsylvania is not even an option on here.
I don't think it'll be Ohio, his home state. Nobody gets married in Ohio. No celebrity couple goes to Ohio to get married. That's
Beverly Hills? I don't.
No, I don't think so. I mean, L.A., man, you can handle the venues. Here's the biggest issue. You have to have a state and city that can handle celebrity of that level, and L.A. can.
Yeah.
L.A., people can copter in from wherever the hell they want to. So, like, I wouldn't rule out
another rich person LA. Place, though, is, again, like Napa. Or yeah. Martha's Vineyard.
I think it's not international. I think it's domestic.
Yeah. All right. Where will the bachelor party take place? That's a hell of a bachelor party.
Patrick Mahomes was in Vegas.
I know. Las Vegas is 3-1.
Okay.
Miami 4-1. Austin 5-1. Nashville 12-1. And then New York. You know this what? Is weird. New York City's 14-1. And for the hell of it, they threw in Bangkok at 50-1.
I don't think they're going to Thailand.
I'm just reading you the offshore odds.
This is the other part about why I think the over on the wedding hits. If you're going to have a bachelor party and you want your teammates to attend, you can either only plan it during a single bye week, or it has to be in the offseason.
Oh, it's an offseason. There's no way they're doing the bachelor party in season.
But it's I feel like the timeline's too tight. You're doing a March bachelor party for the June wedding. That's all so tight.
One of my brother-in-laws got married in November of last year. The bachelor party was in September. That's not a...
You're not saying it's too tight?
You don't have to do a bachelor party a year in advance.
I'm not saying it's a year in advance. It just feels tight. That's all schedule was.
No, I think that's all right.
I think Vegas is where Mahomes is. Bachelorette party. Do something new.
Bachelorette party. Vegas, once again, the favorite. 2-1. Miami also. Los Angeles, Nashville, Austin, the popular choices. Where will the honeymoon take place? Hawaii's 2-1. Europe 3-1. See, that's where I think they go overseas, right?
Yeah.
Caribbean 4-1.
I think wherever they can get a private island. Florida. So Caribbean's
all right. There you go. Asia is 8-1. South America. Again, they put New Orleans there. I don't know what the infatuation here is with New Orleans.
From New Orleans?
I don't know. And then we're not going to do this one on this show because nobody cares. Who will design the Swift's dress? Chanel is the favorite at 10-1. Cody, will Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce sing a duet at the wedding?
Absolutely not.
I think they might. He went up on stage.
Yes is 5-1. Yes is 5-1.
I kind of think they might. I think they might even write a silly wedding song to perform together. They're the goofy couple, JT.
Yeah.
The goofy, fun-loving couple. He went on stage with her. She came on his podcast. I think they might custom write a wedding song that they perform together for fun. Travis has done the Christmas album with Jason. I think there's a very good chance.
Is she
going to
be on their Christmas album?
I'll take Man, they get Taylor. Yeah, probably. He's probably going to get Taylor on a song for the Christmas album.
That album's going to take off like no other.
Travis and Taylor or Travis and Jason did a Christmas song together. If I can get 5-1, I like 5-1.
All right, a couple other interesting ones. Will Jason Kelce be the best man? No is 12-1. There's no way he's not the best man, right?
Yeah, he's the best man.
How many current or former players will be in the wedding party? Not at the wedding party. Over under 1.5. Well,
his best friend is from childhood is not
Jason Kelce counts, right? So there's one. It says how many current or four will be in the so Jason's one.
And Patrick is gonna be in the wedding party.
You think he's a groomsman?
They are incredible.
All right, so there's two right there.
So over on that.
And then
that's an easy over. I would take the over at 2.5.
Somebody says who performs at their wedding. Is that on the list?
Well, it says who will be there's a couple.
It'll be a live. I mean,
here we go.
It should be live.
There's a bunch more. Who will sing first at the wedding?
Oh, they're gonna have more than one person.
Jason Kelsey's 2-1. Travis is 3-1. Taylor Swift herself is 5-1. Lana Del Rey 6-1. Selena Gomez 8-1. Stevie Nicks 12-1. Shania Twain 16-1.
Do you ask people to do a song as part of the wedding, or you just hope that it's like kind of a karaoke situation? If Selena Gomez is at your wedding, she picks up a microphone and belts out a song.
Not paying her, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more of that. You invite a house band, right? Like, they play the normal stuff that's the best house band on the planet, presumably. Right,
here's a fun one. This one's
and then some of the other artists get up there.
Again, these are offshore odds. There's a reason why you cannot bet on these stateside, because they're just manipulation. Yeah. Anyway. How many slices of wedding cake will Andy Reid eat is one they have over one under... No, this is so bad. This is offshore odd. They have over under 4.5.
Pieces of cake?
That's what they have.
No one's ever eaten 5 pieces of cake.
The answer is under. How much money will they let me bet on this? Under.
If you had said 1.5, I would have made an argument like, you know what? God, does he go back for that second slice? Or, you know, obviously the rest of the food's going to be really good. Hard to say. Like, I've, you know, people, you know, but no, come on. 4.5. 4.5. Don't think is that what, Joey Chestnut coming to his wedding?
Blake Lively, by the way, is 6-1 to be maid of honor. There's no chance. There's no chance at this point, right? There's no chance based on what happened. One last one for you. What will be the Cody will appreciate this one, Mr. Baker.
I'm ready.
What will be the primary flavor of the wedding cake? Red velvet is the favorite. Vanilla 3-1. Bink has texted me that weddings have to be in the United States to be legal. Of course he would know. He's had a couple of them. Let's see.
Oh, I would know that too, actually. Thanks for that.
They could also just sign the thing here and still have the wedding somewhere else.
Carrot is 10-1. You're not having a carrot-flavored cake. Come on.
It's not carrot
cake. Come on now. 10-1. Come on.
Red Velvet with the Chiefs and her out and her song. Red Velvet feels like the favorite.
Bank is still texting me.
About which part? The wedding part?
If they
else?
Don't, outside of U.S., they have to do it again here to be legal.
Yeah, but that's just like signing a document. They don't have to like have a wedding.
They don't have to have the exact same $1 million wedding again in the United States.
Just got to sign the piece of paper.
I do think they're getting married in the U.S., though. But
yeah, I'm learning that the hard way with a cruise.
Someone says sourdough.
So you got to get all your... You got to technically be married either before or after.
Now, are you getting married on the ship or when you dock? So are you getting married just in international waters?
Yeah. So that's the whole plan, is do it on a day at sea to get married.
So you're getting married in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? Where are you going?
So we're going out of Fort Lauderdale, so we're going down to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, so that would be the Atlantic, right?
Puerto Rico, maybe you get some coverage there, you know?
But, so we're learning that we're going to have to...
Coverage, I was like...
From the wedding. Do they, you know, honor it there? You know?
Gotcha.
But we're learning that we're going to have to do it. Yeah. What we're hoping to do is, like, quote-unquote, get married on the cruise, then come back, and in that summer go to, like, the court and get it, like, signed and stuff.
That's
and
a big deal.
And my dad's like, well, then it's not a real wedding. I'm like... It sort of is. It's just like
I'm standing up there and I'm saying
we're counting that as our anniversary date is the day on the cruise. It's just the paper we have to sign at the U.S. So it's not all through these documents and stuff.
Seems fine. I signed my marriage license the day of the wedding. We went to the courthouse morning, signed all the paperwork, and then got married a few hours later.
Which song will they play first at the wedding? And we got to go to break. Chicken Dance or Thriller?
I mean. Of those two, definitely Thriller is a much better chance.
Yeah. Yeah. 2-1 odds.
Nobody just chicken dance first.
Yeah. Love story.
I can't think. They're not playing her songs. That's crazy.
I don't think they're going to play a bunch of Taylor Swift at the wedding, but who knows?
I'm not saying zero. I'm just saying
up next, we will get to what's trending. Then we'll talk a little bit more about the Royals getting it done in Chicago and now what the next 18 to 20 games look like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.